Joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the owner and general manager. Good morning and congratulations, Jerry Jones.
Dakota who?
Dakota
who? Who says we need rain? Dakota Prescott. As far as I'm concerned, we found the true quarterback of the Cowboys.
Okay. Well.
Hey, Limbaugh, Jeffrey, Lifeson, Peart, Lee. I think it's clear now that of all the rushes, Cooper is the best.
Oh, my gosh.
Cooper is the best.
I think you named them all there. Yeah.
Cooper, he looks like the love child of, like, Prince Harry and Sean Bass, but...
a little bit, well, yeah.
I have thought he looks like Sean Bass a little bit, yeah.
But he's the ginger Jesus to me. That's what I call him.
He certainly was yesterday.
Matter of fact, Stephen and I have talked it over, and we're agreed that we're going to... offer both Cooper Rush and Brett Maher guaranteed long-term contracts. We're going to lock these guys up.
Okay.
Okay.
Could be a little risky.
Thank God for Stephen. You know, at the end of the game there, Stephen had the paddles out, ready to shot me back to life. I stroked out. I was so nervous.
Yeah, it looked like another wild celebration up there.
Boy, that was a nail-biter, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, I was so nervous, I was biting Spalding's nails. Thank God the camera didn't see that. And I hope that we have some games this season that aren't quite as tense as that one, because my artificially installed baboon heart cannot survive if we have more games like this.
Yeah, but you had one of those.
Yeah, what breaking news.
Treat for the Cowboy fans.
Yeah, it's all about the fans.
All about the fans. Always is. And it was, and it is, and it did. I'd like to also point out that we won that game, even though there were beautiful shards of vision-robbing sunlight piercing through the end of that stadium.
Yeah. And, hey, how about your video boards, too? They're getting in the way again.
Well, that's the thing. Listen to you talk, Jubb. I tell you what, you know how to build a stadium.
Well, I don't, but...
Yes,
all you do either.
All you amateur architects out there who complain about the orientationing of the stadium, you can go suck eggs, you know.
Well, it's a problem from time to time.
Well, I tell you what's a problem from time to time is this woman I'm married to, all right?
Okay, Jean, well, that took a turn.
Jean made me build the stadium in that direction so it would illuminate her money laundering artwork.
Ah, okay.
So I got a higher power to answer to. Other than you, believe it or not. But we did prove we can win a game despite that sun streaming into the stadium like it was the Indiana Jones map room.
Bingo.
And yeah, and Jubb, this is to you and all your little cronies out there.
My little cronies?
Yeah, you shut your talk holes about that vision board.
Okay, we won't say anything about it, but that's kind of problematic if punters can hit it.
I paid for it. I can have that thing as low as I want it to be.
Well, it gets in the way of the game, Jerry. It's about the game.
I'll have it hanging lower in my balls if I want to.
Are you going to charge WinStar more now that they're getting this extra publicity?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. See, I'm smart. I think things through. I know that if I keep that thing low, the ball's going to hit it. And if the ball's going to hit it, they're going to have to show that WinStar logo.
Yep.
So I get money every time that the ball hits that thing.
Well, okay. I guess you're winning.
I'm smart. I know how to make money.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, I think next week I'm going to go over there to that switch, and as soon as the opponent punts, I'm going to dip it down real quick and knock the ball out of there.
There's a switch you can hit to do that?
Oh, yeah. It's got a switch. I got a switch right there in the owner's suite, along with a switch for the curtains and the sunroof. And those two are taped off with painter's tape labeled Do Not Touch.
Yeah, we noticed.
No, you
I don't
never
want
open
anybody
up
messing
them
with them. And Kellen Moore, I have to say, he saved his job for at least another week.
Whoa.
I was this close to firing him.
Yeah,
really
it sounded like
firing
it.
Him. Mainly because I think I'm violating child labor laws somehow. But
oh, he's an adult.
Secondarily, I think he's an idiot.
Oh, okay.
Well, hell, you see him every time the camera lands on him. His face looks like a six-year-old getting algebra explained to him.
Yeah, it kind of does.
He's got dumb face.
Well, he can't help that. That doesn't mean anything.
You're acknowledging he has dumb face?
Well, it's maybe.
Did you know that Mike McCartney has it written into his contract that when we win a game, he gets a free Big Gulp and a Nachos Bel Grande.
Seems like a waste of
great way to celebrate
his agent's time.
But he won the game, so I hired a tractor trailer to deliver him a whole mess of them.
Wow, okay.
Cue George.
For what?
Feed question.
Well, it's... I have no feed question for you.
I've got one for you. What do you think then of Britney Spears' ex-first child?
What? That makes zero sense. Let's get back to the football game, shall we?
Yeah, because you're all about football.
I'm
being
all
a
about
GM.
Football. I'm everything. All about football. And hey, let's all feel happy for not only me, but also Mike McCartney, because twice this week I walked in on him updating his resume and surfing on Indeed and Monster.com. So he's got to be happy this week, and I am too, and the Cowboy fans are too.
Season back on.
Back on. Back on, baby. Good morning to you.
Morning.